You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of Premiership action with a full card across the country. Aberdeen v Rangers is the pick of the bunch with so much at stake at Pittodrie. Celtic will be watching with interest but have their own job to do at home to Dundee. Elsewhere, Dundee United, Motherwell, Hearts, Kilmarnock, Ross County, Hibs and St Mirren, St Johnston. What more could you want in the company of Marvin Bartley and Hugh Keevans, because we are here until 11 o'clock tonight to go right through the action. So we picked the two fittest pundits we could with the highest level of endurance. Take it away, Hugh.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say the highest level of intelligence, but there you go. Well, it's been a grim old week for Rangers so far. 24 hours ago, recording losses of £17 million in their annual accounts. And the week will get considerably worse if they record the loss against Aberdeen at Pittodrie, which sends them 9 points behind Jimmy Tielan's side. And given the unique environment in which we exist, the Celtic fans will be hoping that's exactly what happens and Aberdeen win, even if it leaves Aberdeen level on points with Brendan Rodgers' side, or even better than Brendan Rodgers' side, should Dundee get anything out of their visit to Celtic Park. So it's a night full of promise, and the promise I make is that I will still be awake by 11 o'clock because there's too much going on, Marv, to nod off.
You've made it now, Marvin Bartley. 5 hours on a Wednesday night with Hugh Keevans. But for a good cause, how many big games have we got tonight?
Oh, so many big games, as Hugh said there. You know, you talk about the Celtic game, you talk about, obviously, I think the biggest one out of them all, second v third in Aberdeen v Rangers. But for me personally, obviously, looking at the Ross County Hibernian game, you know, it's been a season that Hibs will want to forget in terms of the start. And today, for me, feels like a pivotal moment, not only for David Gray, for the players, for the fans staying on board, and for the board in general. So, yeah, listen, massive at both ends. Can't wait for it to go through. And obviously, like you said, 11 p.m. we're on to.
Has he forgotten where he is?
Yeah.
Ross County, Hibs. Do me a favour.
Huge, I've got the alerts on.
With no disrespect to those involved, Hugh.
It's the second last day in October and he's sitting here wearing shorts.
Unbelievable. That's a head loss from Marvin 5 minutes into the show. There are massive games all across the country, I jest. So 0141 951 1025. We are here until 11 o'clock. That means all the build-up, the action, and then over to you to have your say on what it all meant. So stay with us if you can. See it as an endurance test, and we'll see what Scottish football has to offer this evening. 0141 951 1025, as always, that is the number. So why not give us a call right now? If it is Pittodrie and that's the pick of the bunch, how are you all feeling, Rangers fans? What does that roller coaster look like? Have you gone from fearing the worst, maybe now kickoff's getting closer, maybe you're realising that you would still get into the game as favourites and you fancy your chances? Let us know. Give us all your pre-match predictions. And what about the team? What's the best team available to Philippe Clement at the moment? Because you were all calling for Tavernier to be left out and Dessers to be left out, and then they did, and then it didn't go brilliantly at the weekend. So what's the best team Philippe Clement has? What team would you pick tonight? Give us all your pre-match thoughts. Aberdeen fans as well, how much of a statement can you send out tonight with a victory? Let us know, please. 0141 951 1025. In terms of those who are out and about in the cars and so on, maybe you're heading to Celtic Park. You know we like to share the journeys to the big games with you, so why not give us a call on your way, Celtic fans? Again, what are you expecting? Is it a straightforward night? Does it carry any anxiety for you? And then what about the team? Does Luke McCowan stay in? Does Austin Trusty stay in? Are there other changes you would make? You would expect Adam Eda to be injured. So give us a call, please. Again, 0141 951 1025. And the beauty of it is no one's got any excuse, because every team in the Premiership, all involved, so Motherwell fans, St Mirren, Kilmarnock, keep Marvin happy as well, Hibs fans if you want, we are here for the lot of you. 0141 951 1025. With that in mind, because it kicks off before the one at Pittodrie, let's go to Celtic Park and check in with Gabriel.
Yes, Gordon, a huge night of football in the Premiership. Good evening from the east end of Glasgow. All eyes may be on the northeast, but Celtic will want to lay down a marker for themselves. Brendan Rodgers says he's not interested in the squall between the two teams below them, but you can bet that Celtic fans will be. They'll see it as a win-win If Aberdeen are victorious, then it piles more misery onto Rangers and puts them further off the leader's pace. But if Philippe Clement's side do get something, Celtic will hope to take their outright lead at the top of the table for the first time this season. In terms of team news here, don't expect Adam Eder to play. He went for a scan yesterday to determine the extent of his ankle injury, whilst Callum McGregor is unlikely to be risked with a small adductor issue. Cameron Carter-Vickers and Greg Taylor are both available. They may come back into the side for some minutes ahead of the weekend's League Cup semi-final. Now, as you touched on there, Gordon, Luke McCowan starred against Motherwell a few days ago in his first start for the club. He'll hope to repeat the feat this evening against his former team. Yes, Tony Doherty's side are out on the pitch in front of me now, just walking on, testing out the grass. They haven't quite lived up to last season's performance so far, and much of that may be down to the exit of their former skipper, McCowan. They sit in eighth place with 9 points from nine games. Things really tight in the bottom half of the table. They've lost five of their last six, not the place that you want to be coming when you're in that kind of form. Now, Celtic have won all of the last 10 meetings between these two, including all four matches last campaign. You have to go back to 2001 for Dundee's last victory here, 23 years ago. It was two goals that day from Fabian Caballero. There's a throwback for you, Gordon. I'm sure your Hugh will remember that one. The referee here will be Ross Hardy. The VAR will be Matty McDermott. And I'll bring you team news around 6:45.
Yeah, like we said, that one kicks off a touch earlier, doesn't it? So you've got a fraction longer to get your pre-match thoughts in, Rangers fans, but definitely keen to hear them. It is the pick of the bunch. It's second v third. There's so much at stake there. It's a famous rivalry. You've got the bragging rights. Philippe Clement's been getting a bit of stick as well. You add that into the mix. Aberdeen start to the season. So much happening there. So 0141 951 1025. You Celtic fans as well. Hugh, you get a number of these in a season. It's a home game, first of all,
yep,
against a team that is sort of okay and not pulling up trees. So it's just hard to view that as anything other than routine for Celtic. But the task for Tony Docherty's side is to go and prove everyone wrong on that front.
It would be a monumental implosion on Celtic's part if they did not get a home win against Dundee. What happened in the past, and yes, Gabriel's quite right, I do remember Fabian Caballero. I remember 1970 when Dundee beat Celtic in the League Cup final. But they did well on Sunday, 3-0, away at Motherwell, minus the captain, and I suspect the captain will have no part to play tonight either, minus Adam Eder, who got the third goal at Motherwell. Celtic Park will be in carnival mood tonight because I know how my city works. The Celtic fans have got a 15-minute jump on Rangers. They start first. They are hoping that they hear Aberdeen have gone one up at Pittodrie. They don't care the impact that that score might have on Celtic and their tie-up with Aberdeen at the moment at the top of the league. They just want Rangers to lose, as the Rangers fans would want Celtic to lose. That's the way it goes. So Celtic Park, all eyes on the pitch, all ears on Super Scoville to find out how Rangers are getting on.
I've seen it described, though, to be fair, as like win-win-win for Celtic if they take care of their own business, Marvin, because you get the let's laugh at our rivals. If Rangers don't win, if they do, then the lead over Aberdeen gets increased, and if it's a draw, then of course, you know, similar scenario. So got to take care of Dundee first, though.
Yeah, and I think Celtic will expect to do so, and rightfully so. I think for Dundee it's probably the worst time to be going to Celtic Park, not only the form that Dundee find themselves in, the form that Celtic find themselves in, and they've also got a semi-final on the horizon. So, you know, every player who starts or comes off the bench will want to make an impact because they'll want to start at the weekend. So it's going to be a real tough one for Dundee. But as you said, the most important thing for Celtic is to take care of their own business, and Brendan Rodgers has alluded to that. You know, I don't care what's happening at Pittodrie. It makes no difference to us, because if we keep winning games of football, we're going to create a gap sooner or later.
You know, watch them on Sunday, Marvin. They're two up and they bring on two subs.
Yeah, I noticed that.
One cost 9 million and the other one cost 11 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the quality and depth which Brendan Rodgers has at his disposal. If Celtic dropped anything tonight, then don't anybody try excuse making. There is absolutely no excuse available under the sun for Celtic not to beat Dundee at home tonight.
Let's bring in Thomas, who's a Celtic fan. How are you, Thomas?
Hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
What are you thinking tonight, Thomas? Big night all round, isn't it?
Hi, Marv. I think we should beat, we will beat Dundee tonight. I think there's obviously extra incentive. Obviously, if Aberdeen beat Rangers, but I just think we need to concentrate on our own game. I know with the team that Brendan Rodgers has, we can make a few changes, you know. I know my point was Luke McCown, who against Motherwell, the boy was absolutely brilliant. He's just no fear, just fearless, you know, and I think he should start tonight as well. As I say, he was fantastic against Motherwell, and I just feel that he deserves it. He deserves a start tonight.
Pretty much exactly 8 months ago, Luke McCown played 90 minutes as Celtic beat Dundee 7-1 at Celtic Park and were 6-0 up at half time. Will he be on the opposite side tonight from the start, do you think?
I think he'll start the game. The one thing that I admire Luke McCown for, when you are the boyhood Celtic supporter from Greenock and you sign for the club, it goes one of two ways. The shirt becomes momentarily too heavy for you because you're so desperate to succeed, or it inspires you. In Luke McCown's case, it's the second one. He's been inspired. He's had a very high performance level. He scored a couple of goals. I think he would enjoy playing against his former team. And I think the whole atmosphere at Celtic Park would be conducive towards Luke McCown playing and doing well.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I think he's been absolutely brilliant for Celtic since coming in. He's had to bide his time in terms of being on the bench. But when he has got his start, as we saw at the weekend against Motherwell, he took it with both hands and he'd be fully deserving to start today. Do I expect him to start? I'm actually the opposite to Hugh. I don't think he will start today's game.
Oh, really?
No, I think Engels will come back in. I think he'll be on the bench.
I did wonder, because what does Saturday look like, Thomas? Does that will come into the thinking a bit, won't it?
Gordon, yeah, I've got back. As I say, always, we've got the strength, depth, and depth, and we can obviously, if McCown doesn't play, we obviously bringing a better woman in at the angles. But I just think the way McCown played on Saturday, I think with the strength for depth we have, obviously, like obviously Cam McGregor, you know, and you know, but I just think with the strength and depth we can change players. We could probably maybe change the wingers tonight. You know, it just depends how, you know, obviously we've got players in every position. I just think the strength and depth is really good, you know.
Callum McGregor, even if he is available, is he kept on ice for the weekend?
It looks that way.
Because now we are getting ahead of ourselves, but say Luke McCown did start and did do well.
Yeah.
Are we still at the stage where you'd expect him to come out for a semi-final?
Cup semi-final, he gets the hook and the club captain comes in.
Yeah, I agree. I think the only problem I think with Callum McGregor, if he's fit to play, he wants to play. There's no one that loves football more than that guy, and he'll want to be out there. And listen, I understand from the manager's point of view, no one want to save you for the weekend, but I think if he's fit and ready to play, it would be a hard one for Brendan Rodgers to, you know, put him on the bench.
So straightforward enough tonight, Thomas, you don't see any issues?
No, clearly not.
Yeah, well,
no signal, no issues.
01419511025. Let's get the pre-match thoughts of Brendan Rodgers. He says he's not paying any attention to tonight's game at Pittodrie.
Obviously it's a big game between second and third, but of course our focus is on our own. You can only look after yourself. I'm so pleased with how the team has been playing, how we've been functioning, how we've been working, and if we look and think of anything else that can take away from our performance, I'm sure it'll be a really good game. It always is. Aberdeen Rangers Aberdeen, it's a big game, but we have a massive game at home to Dundee, and that's our only focus. The result can be whatever. For us, it's about us focusing on Celtic getting 3 points.
He doesn't have to bother about the game because 60,000 people will be telling him the score as it goes along. You know, Brendan only has to look 6 feet behind them and the crowd are there. So if the score is what the Celtic fans want it to be, which is Aberdeen in front, they will tell Brendan Rodgers. He won't have to bother about anything at all. He'll know the score instantaneously.
Right, let's take the madness of the rivalry out of it, because we know what that means. That's no big shock. Celtic fans want Rangers to lose, that's okay. If you were there, if you were in Brendan Rodgers' shoes, you're not interested in the rivalry or the, you know, that sort of side of it. Who do you want to win? Do you still expect Rangers to be your closest rivals, and therefore it would be preferable that they lost, or does it just not matter at all?
In all honesty, I wouldn't care if I was in Brendan Rodgers' shoes, because you look at his squad.
We're going to be so far ahead, then.
Yeah, you've got so much belief in what your players can do. It doesn't matter what happens at Pittodrie today. It doesn't matter what happens in the weeks going on. You know that your team is far superior, if they perform to the top of their game, than anyone else domestically.
Well, I would say Brendan Rodgers wants Aberdeen to win, because he knows that ultimately Rangers will be behind Celtic. By the time we have the 38 games, Rangers will be behind Celtic.
Then Aberdeen would come to the semi-final all full of confidence, though, and all charged up.
Again, you know, he's got the squad good enough to bring on £20 million worth of players when he's already two up at Motherwell, so he's getting...
But regardless of who wins today, he expects them to be behind Celtic anyway. Whether Aberdeen win, whether Rangers win, you know, come the end of the season, he expects his team to be top of the league.
He knows that at some point Aberdeen will hit a roadblock, and he would rather be 9 points ahead of Rangers and have that in the locker for the latter part of the season.
Does Cameron Carter-Vickers play tonight again, because you would look to start him on the weekend?
I think he starts, and this might be thrown aside.
Then
Scales.
Oh,
I think he plays Trusty on the left, and
really?
Plays, just because Scales has been kind of ever present, he's been brilliant. You know, there's no chance that he's going to come out of the team for the weekend, because he deserves to
there. So he'll play at the weekend.
He'll play at the weekend, but I think he'll play Trusty on his preferred side on the left, and I think Cameron Carter-Vickers will play.
I think he would like to find out how that partnership. We know that they are both in the US squad and have therefore played together on many occasions, but I think he would like to take the opportunity, and with the greatest respect to Dundee, this is a decent opportunity to find out how they operate at Celtic Park. Mm-hmm. I won't say easy opportunity for him to find out, but it's a convenient opportunity for him to find out how they pair up.
Don't tell them I said this, but we're here until 11 o'clock, so I would much rather hear what you have to say than what Hugh and Marvin have to say. So again, keep it between us, but 01419511025. Give us a call right now, and we are going to go to Pittodrie. So Rangers fans, how are you feeling? What should the team look like? Give us all your thoughts. We'll speak to you next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Hugh Keevans are here. We've got a huge night of Premiership action, every team involved. You can call us right now with all your thoughts ahead of the games. You can tweet us as well, like Stephen Daly, who quite rightly points out that Luke McCowan is cup tied this weekend. That was a test, Stephen, and you have passed it, just to make sure you were all listening. The pick of the bunch, I don't even think the fans of the other teams would disagree tonight, to be honest. When you look at everything at stake at Pittodrie, let's set the scene with Dave Galloway.
Yeah, thanks, Gordon. It's the calm before the storm here. It's a beautiful night for a game of football. It's very still, it's very quiet, but that won't last much longer. Pittodrie will be no place for the faint-hearted once another capacity crowd has packed in. Excitement and anticipation levels are sky-high here in the Granite City ahead of a massive match between two bitter rivals. The Dons, as we've touched upon, they've enjoyed a brilliant start to the season. 14 wins and a draw so far under Jimmy Tilleen in all competitions. And it's incredible to think that a home victory tonight would put them 9 points ahead of Rangers. No surprise to see both managers playing down the significance of this clash, but the pressure already on Philippe Clement, it will be cranked up, and how, if the Gers get beaten. However, that flips the other way if they win. If they can become the first team to defeat Aberdeen this season, what a boost that would be for them, and it would turn down the outside noise a little bit, wouldn't it? And could it be a springboard for a campaign that has stuttered so far? Stand by for a Pittodrie powder keg. This is going to be tasty.
It is indeed. Dave Galloway will have teams very soon, and he hits on an important point, Hugh. Jimmy Tilleen, we've now learned enough about, and plays everything down. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything. And that's fine. Philippe Clement yesterday, again, I know why he did it. I don't think it's hugely controversial, but this notion that it's just a bit like any other game, and it's just about 3 points, and it's not really about the points gap at the top. Yeah. You'd be hard pushed to find any Rangers fan who goes along with that, would you?
You will find none. I've listened to the programme since the weekend, and the Rangers fans were incensed by their team's performance against St Mirren, even though they won 2-1. And I've listened to the Rangers fans who think they're going to lose tonight. Let me be up front straight away. I think Rangers will win this match, and I think they'll win comfortably.
Oh, he's gone early in his prediction. 93 well, minutes before kickoff.
That's the way it is.
They'll win comfortably now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Tulleen, I have the utmost regard for Jimmy Tulleen and what he has done, and the game with Celtic
was terrific. So a better record than Rangers this season, mm-hmm. and home advantage. Uh-huh. What makes you think Rangers will win comfortably?
I think Rangers are better players than Aberdeen. And
are they showing it?
That's the one inexplicable thing about them. Sometimes they show it and sometimes they look awful. They perplex as much as they entertain. I think they have the players. I think Aberdeen have operated on a massive adrenaline rush mixed with a commendable level of aggression, ambition. They stick to it. The goal against Dundee United on Saturday night was indicative of that. But tonight, I think Rangers have key players. I think Conor Barron will enjoy going back to Pittodrie. I think Vaslav Cherny, who easily fits that bill of being perplexing and then outstanding game by game. I think Vaslav Cherny, Tom Lawrence, I think Hadji will get to either on from the start or will have a cameo role to play. I think Rangers have the players who can score the goals at Pittodrie. I think this match has been written off as a foregone conclusion. I think it will go in the opposite direction to the one that the majority think it will take.
Let's bring in Scott, who's a Rangers fan. How do you feel about it tonight, Scott? Are you confident or nervous or what as a Rangers fan?
Radio language, I would say I'm nervous.
Thank you for doing that for us. What makes you nervous then? Just the form of the two teams going into it?
Just as you and Marvin have said, obviously Aberdeen, they've not been stopped yet this season, and it's basically the reverse of Dundee. It's a game where we have to go to Pittodrie. It's not time that we want to go to Pittodrie, but we have to go there, we have to get the job done. I agree with you that Rangers will come victorious tonight, but I think it will be a hard slog.
I think, Marvin, you know, you're looking at Rangers may well win the game. I'll leave the predictions to Hugh. That's fine, and we can find out and we can ridicule him tomorrow if he gets it wrong. That's the beauty of it. You do just wonder if, based on previous performances, the Rangers have it in them to be comfortable tonight, because they would take anything, wouldn't they? They would take the narrowest of 1-0s.
Yeah, they'll take an ugly win for sure, because it's a difficult fixture they're going into. I don't think they've shown so far this season that they're capable of going to Pittodrie and winning comfortably. That's got a lot to do with Aberdeen, by the way, as well, and the way that they've performed. But as Hugh said, you know, I think everyone's been waiting for the Rangers team to click this season. I don't think there's been a game outside the Ross County game where they've really clicked and they've looked, you know, really, really good, and players have played, you know, 8 out of 10s across the board. That hasn't happened yet. If it does happen, you know, it'd be interesting to see, as I said, because if they do that, I agree with Hugh. Of course they can win comfortably outside of playing Celtic. They should be able to beat everybody else comfortably, but we just haven't seen enough from them this season to make me think that they can do that.
What makes you think tonight will click though, Hugh? Because if we're talking 3 days ago, if a home game against St Mirren wasn't comfortable, How does an away game against Aberdeen become comfortable in such a short time?
The only defence I could put up for my one prediction is that would be the story of Rangers this season. You know, they go from the horrible, Kilmarnock, for example. The following midweek, they take 4 off Steaua Bucharest. Now, I know everyone's going to say they rested players. However, they did get the game won, and comfortably, and with good goals. I think there's this perception, and Scott can tell me whether I'm wrong or right, there's this perception that Rangers are going up there petrified, almost in trepidation. I just don't think it will be that way when the first whistle blows.
I don't think anyone's saying that though, but I mean, Scott's probably a really good example. He thinks Rangers are going to win. He's a Rangers fan, but he's admitting there's a nervousness there, Marvin. Clearly they're amongst the fans, there would have to be, if you're just looking at the way this season's gone for both these teams.
Yeah, they'll definitely be nervous for various different reasons. Obviously, they can, you know, potentially fall 9 points behind, you know, Celtic if they win, and Aberdeen for sure. You know, the way Aberdeen have been going, they've been brilliant so far this season. And as I said, I think a lot depends on how Aberdeen go about today. I think for the first time in 9 years that I've been up here, Aberdeen fans are expecting to win this game. And it depends how their players deal with that, because normally they're going into this game and it's like, you know, we've got a chance, or, you know, at times if Aberdeen aren't doing well, you know, it's kind of a free hit. Today, there's that pressure on them to, no, we expect to win this game. And, you know, you'll start to hear it within the stadium if Aberdeen don't start too well. And it's normally teams going to Ibrox and try and turn their fans against the home team. Rangers will be trying to do that. And as I said, if Aberdeen players freeze today, you know, I think Hugh's prediction could come true. But if they play to, you know, the levels they have been, we're in for one hell of a game tonight.
I see a bit of that. I acknowledge that Motherwell have never topped the table at this stage and gone on such a long unbeaten run and aren't as big as Aberdeen. But I'm like, what's the word? Sort of beaten down over the years, because the times that you think Rangers or Celtic are there for the taking, they're the worst ones. Yeah. They just are. It's just, again, that's just a personal thing. It's the way you sort of become conditioned over the years. When you think you've got the chance, they're the ones that bite you in the backside. But you never know. We'll see what happens. Scott, in terms of like the team, what's the best option? What would you like to see happen tonight? Anything in particular?
A few players I'd like to see play tonight would be Hadji. I think Stuart deserving of a chance. Proper, definitely not. No chance. I think my back four tonight would be Butland and goals with EFT at the back and Suter in, what's his name?
Casemiro, Balogun.
Balogun.
You bringing Tavernier back, right. I take it.
Our captain at the back.
Yeah. Marvin, do you think there is a Robin Proper issue brewing? I mean, Olusanya, to be fair, is a sort of, not, he's not a one-off, but Aberdeen without Papagay might not have that type that really, really caused them those particular issues. Well, to be fair though, Esther Sockler might get in about you a bit, yeah, like that as well.
He doesn't mind going in behind, does he? Yeah, I think Proper will come out of the team. I think Casemiro, or really? However you pronounce it, I think we'll go into centre-half. I wouldn't be too surprised to see him in there. We don't know if Suter's going to be fit or not, and Balogun to partner him, Tavernier and Jeffy, because I do think Proper struggled at times this season. So yeah, let's not, I expect them to come out.
When you're getting taken off, subbed by the manager on your own ground, I think that Philippe Clement is thinking to himself, if I played him at Pittodrie and anything happened, he would have a real problem in the eyes of the fans. Not that he doesn't have one already, because I think guys like Scott look at Robin Proper and think, nah.
Yeah. Thank you to Scott. We're going to bring in Gary, who's a Rangers fan, in just a second. However, we have team news from Celtic Park. Let's check in with Gabriel.
Yes, to do, Gordon. Brendan Rodgers makes 6 changes to his team from the weekend's win over Motherwell. Surely he's got one eye on Saturday's League Cup semi-final against Aberdeen. So, dropping to the bench, Johnston, Scales, Baye, Hatate, Forrest and Maeder, which means Cameron Carter, Vickers and Greg Taylor come into the 11 to make their first start since their injuries. A club record signing, Arne Engels, is back in as well. So are Tony Rouston, Yang and Lewis Palmer. So the 11 is as follows. Kasper Schmeichel in goal, a defence of Tony Rouston, Cameron Carter, Vickers, Austin Trusty and Greg Taylor. Luke McCowan, Paolo Bernardo and Arne Engels in midfield. Yang, Kyogo and Lewis Palmer the front three. Substitutes, Sinisalo, Johnston, Scales, Baye, Maeder, Hatate, Forrest, Welsh and Turley. Callum McGregor and Adam Eder miss out altogether with their injuries.
What do you make of that, Celtic fans? It is a much changed team, as Gabriel says, clearly looking at the weekend. I mean, on one hand, Carter, Vickers and Taylor come back in, so that, yeah, that's like they would be the first choice in those areas.
Yep.
And Arne Engels comes back in, and he's £11 million, so I suppose that sums it up, Hugh, because yes, Yang and Palma wouldn't start a big game. You know, they won't start at the weekend. Anthony Rouston, you know, wouldn't start at the weekend, but there's a fair bit of rotation and they've clearly got scope to do it.
Last time Brendan Rodgers tried this, Falkirk Premier Sports Cup, and then eventually had to abandon the plan at Celtic Park and go for the big guns and bring them on, or else he was going out of the cup. I always think 6 changes is too many. You're right, Yang and Lewis Palmer wouldn't get a look in, but this is a big game, because this is the night when people are thinking that Rangers might go 9 points behind Celtic.
Do we get hung up on that number though? Because if those changes are Carter, Vickers, Taylor and Engels, but you know, you've not, if he takes 6 first team players out and brings 6 B team players in, I take your point. But actually, you could say, I mean, those three might all start on on Saturday. It just so happens it's six from the weekend.
I can only assume that Alistair Johnson has been left out with the Aberdeen Cup tie in mind, because he was terrific at Motherwell. Mm-hmm. He had the captaincy. He scored a good goal. Come straight to the point. Yang would have to do an awful lot to show the Celtic supporters he's worthy of a jersey. And Louis Palmer flatters to deceive. In my young day, and you will not be familiar with the expression, Marvin, but players like Louis Palmer used to be known as sand dancers. I think that's his problem. Lackadaisical, never quite gives it the 100%. But, as I say, that's what the bench is for. The last time Brendan tried this, Falkirk had a 2-1 lead and things were looking ropey. So he might have to revert to the bench, but six changes for me, too many.
Well, Celtic fans, do you agree or disagree? Give us a call. Going to squeeze Gary in before the break. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, Paro. How are yourselves?
Good here. Talk to us about Pittodrie then. How are you feeling?
I'm a wee bit nervous about it, just because it just depends on what Mitchell turns up. But I was saying to the, I can't remember his name, the boy on it that answered the phone.
I don't worry about him. I don't know his name either.
I was saying to him, obviously, it all depends on how Aberdeen come out as well, because they'll have their tails up, so they might come out and attack a bit more. And we've seen in Europe that when teams attack Rangers, it tends to play more into their game style. So it might actually suit Rangers, because we tend to sit against banks of 10 and we struggle against that. But when teams open up, we tend to play a wee bit better. And again, it all comes down to the way that Rangers players turn up as well. As long as they turn up ready for a fight, then I'm confident enough that we'll sneak it. But I'm not confident it's going to be an easy game. I'm expecting to be hiding behind the couch at 90 minutes.
I've seen this logic, Marvin, that Rangers are just a bit more, their main struggle is when teams sit in. Mm-hmm. And Aberdeen won't sit in. I've seen that. Is it as simple as that?
No, listen, it's definitely an easier game for them if Aberdeen do come out and, you know, they're expansive and, you know, they come and attack Rangers. I think, you know, Jimmy Tilleen will look at the Kilmarnock game and the St Mirren game that Rangers played in terms of how he's going to go and attack this game. I do think that they'll try and hit Rangers on the counter-attack. I think they have more legs than Rangers. I think athleticism is something that Rangers probably lack outside of Barron and Diamande potentially. I do think they'll try and hit him on the counter-attack. I think it's going to be a really difficult game. I think they'll sit behind it. I think they'll expect balls into their box, but I think they also think they can defend those balls. So I think it'll be a difficult night for Rangers, as I said. You know, I think Aberdeen will set up to counter-attack them and hit them at pace, and it's how Rangers deal with that.
Yeah. I'm interested in, you know, Rangers supporters wondering how the mindset will be for Philippe Clement's side. If Gary is correct and it's a suspect mindset, then if Rangers do lose this game tonight, then they're in serious, serious trouble. I go back to those results yesterday, the financial results, £17 million loss. Rangers need investment in the club. Otherwise, they'll go into further trouble. And, you know, they cannot afford to finish third in this league. They absolutely cannot afford to, in purely financial terms. So if Philippe Clement has players who cannot rise to the occasion tonight, he and they are in deep trouble.
How would you just sum up how big tonight is, Gary?
A make or break for your season, because at 9 points behind Aberdeen with a mindset that you'll then be going into the rest of the season, there's no guarantee you're making that up. Gives Aberdeen a boost, so again, their mindset's different, and that they know Rangers are having to chase them. They've already beaten them once, so why would they be scared of Rangers catching them at that point?
It's a fair point. Well, we'll see. We're getting closer to kick-off. Some good thoughts, some good points well made by Gary. Before we go any further, let me tell you about this. Yes, you could be the winner of our biggest ever prize this Friday. It's £500,000. Forget all that. Where would you go on holiday and all that sort of stuff? This is this is next level, life changing stuff. Seriously, whatever you'd plan to do with it, just make sure you're in the draw. £500,000. Text yes to 61025. Text or 250 plus your standard network rate. You can enter on our website for 250 or call 0330 880 4523. Calls charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. All the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website, and the lines close at 5pm on Friday, so you are running out of time. There is no phrase or amount to remember. You don't even need to pick up within the five rings. You just need to answer your phone, and £500,000 would be yours. It's a guaranteed winner as well. Someone will win the lot. If you want that person to be you, make sure you're in the draw. Text yes to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley is here and Hugh Keevans, and not only are they here, they are here until 11 o'clock tonight. It is an epic Clyde One Super Scoreboard for good reason, because there are huge fixtures up and down the Premiership. So give us a call or send us a tweet at Clyde SS. Be real drama in here, because he obviously, Hugh Keevans, is panicking about how he's going to get home at 11 o'clock at night. And he texted you yesterday, Marvin Bartley.
He did indeed.
Asking, but you don't know where Bear's Den is.
No idea.
Unfortunately.
But it's Hugh.
So you thought you would just keep him sweet, and you said, of course, legend, for you, I'll take you home. But we in the background had organised for producer John to take him home. So Marvin, Hugh was calling you for everything today. He said you passed him on to producer John like a human trafficker. Sounds a bit extreme.
But it sounds like me. I've kept his text. 7:43 last night, the latter stages of Super Scoreboard. And then he asked me to offer up prayers for Hibs at Ross County. And I said I'd have a word in the appropriate ear, because I'm the same age. And this is what I get.
He's been moved on, yeah.
Producer John's a fine driver, he'll take you up the road.
Wonderful, the best Falkirk reporter there is. Anyway. But Bartley passed me like a parcel.
There is interesting team news coming out of Pittodrie. Rangers fans, have a listen and let us know what you think. Give us a call. Here's Dave Galloway.
Yeah, five changes I can tell you for Rangers. The team news has literally just dropped within the last few seconds. The men coming in are Tavernier, Suter, Lawrence, McCausland and Dessers. Outs drop Proper, Jeffdy, Cherney, Diamondi and Igamani. So the starting lineup, as it appears on the list: Butland, Tavernier, Suter, Balogun, Casemiro, Barron, Raskan, Lawrence, McCausland, Bairami and Dessers. The subs: Kelly, Proper, Diomondi, Dowell, Sterling, Jeffdy, Igamani, Hadji and Lovelace.
That is interesting, Rangers fans. Good interesting or bad interesting, you decide. 0141 951 1025. How very Rangers, Hugh, to have, in amongst a difficult run, a Vaclav Cherny who scores five goals in four games, and you think, okay, maybe there's something good here and positive in an attacking sense, and he must be injured because he's not in that squad at all.
And that's a major blow, because for me, he's the most dangerous forward going player. He has a wonderful eye for goal. I know that at times he frustrates the Rangers fans, but as Gordon Dale is always telling us, who doesn't miss from time to time? So for him not to be there and unable to be brought on either, because he's not on the bench, is a big blow. I'm not quite sure why Jeffdy isn't playing.
Let's let Marvin take that one, Marv, because look, if Cherny's injured, he's injured. And as much as Rangers have had their issues, right now there's nothing Philippe Clement can do about that. What he can do, though, is have influence over the decision to take out Jeffdy and put Casemiro in at left back. Does that surprise you?
It surprises me massively. I think Jeffdy's been probably, in terms of going forward, one of their better players, linking up down that side with Bairami. I'm extremely surprised he's taken him out of the team, unless there's a niggling injury. But this is not a game that, you know, you rest people for. Forget about the weekend, because if they don't win today, you know, the way that the fans will go, especially when you're making those sorts of decisions, as you said there, injuries are totally different, have to take players out. But for me, Jeffdy not playing, also given that balance of a left footer on that side, you know, it's either going to be a masterstroke or a huge, huge mistake.
Does it, I mean, just in theory, Casemiro would be more of an out-and-out defender I guess.
But he's a right back, we've heard, or he's no, a centre-half. No, I get that. I mean, playing on that wrong side.
I mean, just if you were just to split it into, like, more defensive or more offensive, you would be the former, wouldn't you?
I would say, yeah, he'd be more defensive.
I just wonder, on that, is that a sign of the way Philippe Clement, you know, sees this task?
Potentially. You know, having those thoughts as a Rangers manager, though, aren't really acceptable.
Let's ask George, who's a Rangers fan. You've just heard that team, George. What do you think?
Aye, that's what I phoned up. I just heard the team there. Judging by that, like, I think we're going to get beat tonight. And I don't want to call him a clown, but he is a clown, Philippe Clement. Why is he changing the team so much? This is ridiculous. They're not getting a chance to form. That starting 11's getting chopped and changed all the time. He's pulling Jeffrey out. I don't know if he's injured. I hope not.
He's on the bench, so he can't be that injured, but I take your point.
Well, what I'm saying is he's shuffling the back line again. Now he's bringing Tavernier in. He's taking Cherney off. He's scoring every game. And this is the biggest night of the season, in my opinion, so far. And he's just shuffled. He's shuffled it about again. McCausland wasn't getting a game. Now he's back in. Is he going to be looking to start? Is he going to be on fire? He's more of an impact player. Why is he starting? He baffles me. His formation baffles me. He's got no tactics at all. I just want to hear what you guys think of that.
If you...
I'm going to use that for you. I mean, Hugh, I don't want to call you a clown, but you're a clown. I'm just going to use that this weekend.
Oh, listen, be called far worse. But, George, you have to concede that Cherney is not even on the bench, so therefore there's a problem there. Even Philippe Clement, at his Tinkerman best, is not going to leave Cherney out altogether.
To be fair, I think George is on about the others, you know, Jeffrey and that sort of thing.
Well, again, you know, George will have to wait until the game is finished, because before the match, to call the manager a clown, it's a long way back from there if Rangers win, George.
Well, judging by that formation, I can't see it happening now, because there's no consistency in there. So with him shuffling that about again, these players aren't getting a chance to gel together. So I'm going to stick with the clown thing just now, and maybe you can phone me back and correct me on that, but I'm going with the clown.
Well, the good thing is we're here till 11 o'clock and plenty of time after the game. Marvin, in amongst the shock of Cherney and the discussion then about Jeffrey, is that, again, this one has suddenly become not a surprise because everyone saw it coming. Robin Proper was signed to play in games like this.
Yeah,
there is no doubt about it. Robin Proper was Conor Goldson's replacement. He wasn't the same profile as Cortez or Jeffrey or Diamandi. He's older. He's played numerous games in a relatively good European league. Robin Proper is now not trusted to play this game from the start. How much of a worry is that?
It's a big problem. For me, it's a big problem. As you said there, you know, he's not a project. He's a player who's been brought in to, you know, marshal that back four, as you were told. He was a real leader and a really, really good defender. And it seems to me every time he plays against pace, he really struggles. So for someone with that experience, he should know how to deal with it, and he should be able to perform better in those games. Like you said, he's not trusted in, I think George said it there, Rangers' biggest game so far this season. You know, your star sign in terms of defensively at centre half is not trusted to play, and that just sums up where Rangers are for me at this moment in time, in terms of recruitment. We've had these conversations on so many occasions, but I agree with George. You know, as a back four, as a defensive player myself, it was so important to build relationships. I don't know how many different back fours that Clement has played so far this season, and it's just not allowing for those players to get on the same level, learn about people's strengths back there and learn about people's weaknesses.
Where does Proper go from here? As I say, the manager subbed him at Ibrox on Sunday against St Mirren, and as you've said, Marvin, clearly doesn't trust him to play at Pittodrie.
Yeah, it's a long way back, you know, for him, but he's going to have to, you know, find his way back in the team, whether that's through training hard or, you know, for a suspension or injury. And when he does come back in, he's got a massive, massive point to prove. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, as an experienced player, when you're a young player, you can get pulled out and say you're being rested, etc. He'll know there, sitting there as an experienced player, this manager at this moment in time doesn't trust me. And that is a hard place for a player to be. But his performances has led to, you know, Clement taking him out.
Thank you very much to George. It's that time of the night already. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. What a way to set the scene for a big night with a big game of our own. 01419511025. Give us a call before 7 if you want to play Beat the Pundit against Hugh or Marvin. And the lines, like I say, do close at 7, so be quick. We'll play next. Tackle
tell the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a night it's going to be. 45 minutes away from kickoff in five of the Premiership games, including Celtic Park, where Brendan Rodgers has made six changes to the team. And then an 8 o'clock kickoff at Pittodrie, where there are interesting changes as well. Václav Černý nowhere to be seen, must be injured. Jeffday though just brought out the team and replaced by Casanueiro. Lots to get through in the build up to those games. Give us a call. I'm going to give you the other team news that you've not had yet as soon as we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. Hugh, a very respectful 83% win rate for you this season, apparently.
Unbelievable, man.
Not bad for you, Marv, 75.
Should be higher, but we won't speak about that.
Pretty good as well.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The people are so angry with you.
Who?
The people.
Your missus.
The public.
Your mum.
So angry.
Else.
My friends who listen.
Oh, exactly.
Cannot believe what you did to me.
Hugh.
Yeah.
George,
I've listened to it back.
Craig Burnley or Burley? What's his name?
Burley.
So Burnley would be incorrect.
I said Burley the first
you
time.
Didn't.
I heard it back. Producer John, could you find that please for later on in the show?
Listen, you lost and that's just the end of it, okay? You have to deal with that. Make your peace with it.
Remember, this man is a people trafficker.
Steady. Not really sure how that joke is allowed to go on this show, to be honest. He doesn't mean it, it's just a joke, and we probably should choose our words more wisely. I do accept that, I'm sorry. Alan's in Blantyre, how's it going, Alan?
How you doing, Gordon? You okay?
Is this a debut for you on Beat the Pundit?
Definitely.
Lovely.
I want to bring in the show.
Who's considered the weaker player out of Marvin and Hugh, would you say?
Don't know, I like the both of them.
Come on, Alan. Flattery will get
brilliant
you nowhere.
Guy.
Listen, on nights like this, you can be honest, because it's only when you insult Gordon DL that he takes it very very seriously. We'll toss the coin then. If it's heads, it's Hugh, and if it's tails, it will be Marvin. It's tails. Chance for you to redeem yourself after that poor showing last week. So
good luck, Alan.
Let's give
good luck.
Let's give Marvin some greatest hits radio. Alan, 30 seconds for you to answer as many as you can, and just pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Right, your 30 seconds going on the clock, and your time starts now. Who was the last player to leave Dundee for Celtic?
Mike McCown.
Who was the last Aberdeen player to score against Rangers?
Miowski.
Which team lost their unbeaten record in the Championship last night?
Livingston.
Name any of the scorers in Scotland Women's 4-0 win against Hungary last night.
Oh, pass.
Stevie May, Xander Clark and David Wotherspoon all played for which club?
St Johnson.
Who do Rangers face next in the Europa League?
St Kilda.
Okay, let's bring back Marvin Bartley. Can you hear us, Marvin?
Yep.
Same set of questions. Your 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who was the last player to leave Dundee for Celtic?
Luke McCarron.
Who was the last Aberdeen player to score against Rangers?
Miowski.
What team lost their unbeaten record in the Scottish Championship last night?
Livingston.
Name any of the scorers in Scotland Women's 4-0 win against Hungary.
Cuthbert.
Stevie May, Xander Clark and David Wotherspoon all played for which club?
St Johnson.
Who do Rangers face next in the Europa League?
Olympiakos.
Who's the only Scot to win the Ballon d'Or?
Dalish.
Okay, Alan, what's the verdict?
Angie's beat me on the Scotland Women's one.
You were pretty good, Alan, I have to say. You were pretty good. But Marvin sounded confident tonight. You've been training? Because you knew there was an 11 o'clock finish tonight. You've been like
There was a couple guesses in there, I'll be honest.
Well, easy start for you all. Luke McCowan was the last player to go from Dundee to Celtic, in case you hadn't heard. The last Aberdeen player to score against Rangers is Bojan Miowski. You both got it. And you both knew that Livingston lost their unbeaten record in the Championship last night. And then some, by the way, 3-0 against Dunfermline. Are your old colleagues frustrated?
Upset, frustrated, everything else in between.
I bet, didn't expect that. The scorers in the Scotland Women's 4-0 win last night were Martha Thomas, Caroline Weir, an own goal by the Hungary goalkeeper, and Erin Cuthbert. Although there was a deflection. There was a slight deflection on it. Looked
Do not take
goalkeeper.
That away from her. She'll call the shop. She definitely listens.
I hope she does call up the show. I wouldn't I would only take it away from her to rob you on the quiz for what it's worth. So I'll give you Erin Cuthbert. You lead by one. You both knew Stevie May, Xander Clark, David Wotherspoon, all St Johnstone's. Alan was decent, but you've done him because Olympiacos is the next opponent for Rangers. For what it's worth, Hugh, the only Scot to win the Ballon d'Or. Well, I thought you'd know, to be fair.
Stevie Archibald.
Dennis Law.
Dennis Law.
Dennis Law.
What a hard question that was.
I think that's one of the easier ones. But yeah? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A 7, 5. Alan, 5 is good. 5 is very respectable.
That's a great game.
I'm happy with that. Big Marv was good tonight.
Yeah, I guess good. A few Alan as well. So, no, good game.
Would you, more chance of Celtic winning tonight, Alan? Your team fancy it? Take it at home?
Definitely. I've got a season ticket, but my father-in-law, can I give him a wee shout out?
Of course.
Jim Gowns, he's away at the game tonight. I was thinking maybe 6-0, but I've seen 6 changes and I'm not that confident now after Falkirk.
Bringing it down to 5.
maybe 1 or 2.
I have to say though, I'm laughing, but you know, it was 7-1 the last time these sides met.
I'm just
Park.
Always wary. You remember early in the season, Stephen Naismith made 7 changes, and he's now the ex-manager of Hearts. And you know, as Alan has correctly recalled to mind, Falkirk, too many changes, didn't work. Get the big guns off the bench, but we shall see.
I think the quality of the changes, though, like Gordon said, I think that's the biggest thing. I agree with you. Normally making 6 changes, but yeah, bringing in those players, Ingles, Taylor and Carter Vickers, they're in Celtic's strongest 11, aren't they?
I'd play me before Yang or Palmer.
What about me?
Wouldn't take it that far. Thanks to Alan on Beat the Pundit, 01419511025. Let's go back and give you some more team news. So we were Celtic Park first, of course, where we gave you the Celtic team. What about the visitors? How did they line up, Gabriel? Is Gabriel with us at Celtic Park? There he is. Gabriel, give us that Dundee team, will you? No, I guess not. What about Dave Galloway? Can he hear us?
I can certainly hear you, Gordon. Good. Just finishing a mouthful of pataudry pie. Very nice indeed.
What's the filling? What have you gone for?
It's the standard pataudry pie. It's like a
brand, is it?
It's like a posh steak mince. It's very nice.
Ooh, it's very nice. The
pie of the month is doner kebab with chili sauce, but I had that on Saturday, so.
Did you get it for free, Dave, or did you pay?
Do you still get your wee voucher if you're in the press?
Yeah, you get your wee voucher, and then you go down and you get a coffee and a pie. So it's
freeloader.
It's been a while since I was up there. I remember the wee voucher you get with your press pass when you go in, which is good of them. Anyway, the Aberdeen team, Dave.
Oh, you're wanting the team news as well? Oh, okay then. Just the one change for the Dons. It's Shinny in for Palaversa. So. Dimitar Mitov in goals, a back four of Nicky Devlin, Slobodan Rubicic, Gavin Molloy and Jack McKenzie, the sitters Graham Shinney and Sievert Helton and Nielsen, then in the forward areas Topi Keskinen, Jamie McGrath and Duke, with Esther Sockler leading the line. The subs, Duan, Clarkson, McGarry, Bissouin, Palaversa, Morris, Milne, McDonald and Ambrose. Shall I run through the Rangers lineup again for you?
Yeah, quick reminder, why not?
Okay, 5 changes then. In come Tavernier, Suter, Lawrence, McCausland and Dessers. Out drop Proper, Jeffdy, Cherny, Diamondi and Igamani. So they start Jack Butland in goals. Across the back, James Tavernier, Leon Balogun, John Suter and Noratio Kashiwiro. The sitting midfielders, Connor Barron, what a reception he'll get from the Red Army, and Nicholas Raskan. Then in the forward areas, Ross McCausland, Tom Lawrence and Nadim Bayrami, with Cyril Dessers leading the line. The subs for Rangers: Kelly, Proper, Diamondi, Dowell, Sterling, Jeffdy, Igamani, Hadji and Lovelace. It's the one and only John Beaton, the man in the middle, and on VAR, Don Robertson.
Looking forward to it. That team news, very interesting stuff. Let's bring in Scott, who's a Rangers fan. How are you, Scott?
Not bad, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. What are you thinking then ahead of that one tonight? You've heard the team and we're getting closer, so how are you feeling?
Very nervous.
More nervous now because of the team, or?
He's done too many changes, I think. I mean, if he does win this game, and I'll give him to the end of November, if he's no pulping his socks up by then, he'll be away, I think.
It's, well, it's a big game, Hugh, for yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know it sounds obvious.
I mean, if he comes away and he is 9 points behind Aberdeen and possibly Celtic as well, it, on top of the financial losses this week, will create a terrible stir around about the club. Semi-final of a cup to come on Sunday. Defeat for Rangers on Sunday on the back of a defeat tonight. Well, I really wouldn't know where they went from there, because I don't think he would, you know, Scott's talking about the end of November. The clamour, if he were to lose tonight and on Sunday, the clamour would be incredible to watch. The fans already know that perhaps Rangers are not in a financial position to be rid of the manager under those circumstances.
So he would survive a defeat tonight? You think it would need to be a combination of yeah. the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, the only trophy that Rangers have in the trophy room at Ibrox is the Premier Sports Cup. If that was no longer theirs by Sunday evening, and he did lose tonight, then I just don't know where Rangers would go. Having said that, it's only fair to say there is another side to the coin, and that is he wins tonight and he wins on Sunday, at which point the previous caller who referred to Philippe Clement as a clown would have to come on and apologise, and Scott on the line would have to admit that he will be there by the end of November and beyond.
Marvin, obviously when Rangers sort of crisis, if you like, if you just call it that, when that starts to build up, I wonder if it then becomes, people think that it's maybe worse than it is, because I'm not for a second saying Rangers are brilliant or pulling up any trees, but to even refer to bookmakers' odds, if you like, mm-hmm. the chances of Rangers losing tonight and losing on Sunday is possible, but it is very small. It remains very small, even if this Rangers team is underperforming. It just is the way it is in Scottish football.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It does remain very small. I think, obviously, tonight's one is a lot more difficult for them, without being disrespectful to, obviously, them playing Motherwell at the weekend. But I agree with you. I think, you know, if they were to lose today and at the weekend, there'll be massive, massive questions to be asked. I still don't expect Clement to go. I don't think Rangers can keep sacking managers, but he needs to start getting performances out of it. Not individuals, out of the whole team. As
they,
a whole,
they literally can't afford to sack him.
Yeah.
It's that you're. I mean, on one hand, you're right, but they're also just, for every club in the world, just becomes a point where you can't afford not to. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that point is
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
you have to find the money somewhere, don't you? You just do it. Continue to go wrong.
If you make your bad financial picture slightly worse, and then you keep kicking the can down the road, you might just need to at some point.
All of this explains why tonight's game has grabbed at the attention of the country, because everything starts from here. If he wins, he is reborn in the eyes of the Rangers supporters, and they go into Sunday's match on an absolute high. If he loses, pandemonium, and they go into Sunday's match with the support in a mutinous state.
How big a blow is the assumed injury to Václav Černý, Scott?
Aye, that's a bad loss for us. But as Forrest Gump said, Rangers are like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
I mean, I don't think that is exactly what Forrest Gump said, but I do get the logic. Look, Marvin, again, you never know what you're going to get actually from Václav Černý either. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if, you know, I don't think anyone's pretending he's a world beater and has been super consistent for Rangers and so on. However, the facts remain, he has got 5 goals in his last 4 games. He is Rangers' biggest, or one of their biggest, attacking threats currently. So for him not to be available at all, that's a blow tonight. And then I don't know. I mean, is it as simple as coming back in at the weekend, or are we talking something more long term?
Yeah, without knowing that and concentrating on tonight, it is a huge blow for them. And as you said, you know, he's had his kind of arguments with the fans, but he's came back and he's shown exactly what he can do. So in terms of the team, he's a massive, massive blow. And somebody else has to take the game by the scruff of the neck today, because Černý, for, you know, all the faults that people might say he has had, he's dug Rangers out of a hole on a couple of occasions when they haven't been performing to the best of their ability, and he's, you know, produced a little bit of magic. Somebody else has to do that today. And you look across that front four, one of them needs to do it. Dessa's on one of his biggest fans, but of recent, I think his performances have been poor. I think his hold-up play has been poor. I don't think he's gotten the end of opportunities that he should be getting on the end of. He's going to be needed tonight, because to go up to Pottodrie and win this game of football, your number nine, the man leading the line, has to perform. So there's massive, massive weight on his shoulders and he needs to deal with it.
I think the question relative to Vaslav Cherny is, would you rather be without him or with him tonight? And I think 100% of the Rangers support would say we'd rather have him.
I was going to say it must have been a last minute thing. I don't think he's travelled, obviously. He's gone up there at all. Philippe Clement doesn't tend to keep stuff like that to himself. You know, when you ask him who's injured and who's not, he usually just tells you. Obviously, he had the press conference yesterday just before they travelled. I don't think he mentioned them.
My only guess would be that he's thought to himself, that might be deflating the public too much before the game starts, because quite sure that Philippe Clement is perfectly well aware of the existence of Super Scoreboard, newspapers, and he knows what's going on round about him. I think if he said yesterday, look, Cherny's not going to play, it would have been too much for the supporters to bear.
Just a quick reminder of that team from Dave. What are we going to get then, Marvin? Is that about as strong as Aberdeen can go currently? Mitov, Devlin, Malloy, McKenzie, Rubizic, Shinny. I've got them in the wrong order, but you get what I'm going. Shinny and Nielsen, sorry, McGrath, Keskin and Duke and Sockler. I think it's... Did he say Kevin Nisbet was in the bench? I can't remember. I'll double check, but...
That's as strong as they can be. And as I said, you know, when we saw the Rangers team for the first time, if you're an Aberdeen player sitting within that dressing room, it's almost like you say, listen, we have now really got a huge, huge chance. Because you look at the Rangers team with, you could say, Cherny going forward has been brilliant. I think Jeffy playing at left back has been really, really good going forward as well. So for both those two players missing, you know, they're never going to get a better opportunity against Rangers at Pottodrie, sold at Pottodrie. So listen, these Rangers players are going to have to be on their game, because I really do think Aberdeen are going to come out with confidence.
No Kevin Nisbet on the bench. Shaden Morris, I wonder if he could have forced his way from the start.
Yeah, he came on and did really well the other day. Yeah, came on at half time and, you know, did really well for Rangers. For Aberdeen, so I'm surprised he hasn't started. But Duke looks like he's got the bit between his teeth again as well. And, you know, and what a player he can be for Aberdeen. So somebody else for Rangers to worry about.
Thank you to Scott. Keep your calls coming on any of the games tonight. I'll try and give you some team news from the other grounds that we've not touched on yet. Let's get the Dundee team. Maybe a quick recap of the Celtic one as well.
Yeah, Gordon. Dundee team. Three changes for Tony Docherty's side from that damaging home defeat to St Johnstone at the weekend. Kumieto and Main drop to the bench. Trevor Carson's out altogether. In come McCracken, Portales and Mulligan. So it's John McCracken in goal. Ryan Astley, Juan Portales and Clark Robertson at the back. Ethan Ingram and Ziad Larkechi will be the wing-backs, with Lyle Cameron, Mo Silla and Finlay Robertson in the middle of the park. It'll be Josh Mulligan supporting Simon Murray, the captain, up top. Substitutes: Sharp, McGee, Main, Adewumi, Kumetio, Braybrook, Palmer Hooligan and Vetro. Quick run through of the Celtic team again. Six changes for Brendan Rodgers. It's Cash Michael in goal. Tony Rowson, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Austin Trusty and Greg Taylor at the back. Luke McCowan, Paolo Bernardo and Arne Engels in midfield. Jan Kyogo and Lewis Palmer up top.
Just news coming out of Pottodrie, by the way. It is a small injury to Vaslav Cherny, according to Philippe Clement. He says they kind of tried to get him fit and just couldn't due to the short turnaround. So there we go. 01419511025. We continue the build up next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
An epic Clyde One Super Scoreboard for you tonight. We are here until 11 p.m. Blame the kickoff time. Blame Marvin Bartley's partner and her television colleagues, who have the game kicking off at Pottodrie at 8 in the VAR era. And we want to leave room for some phone calls for reaction. We couldn't possibly finish at 10, Hugh. We might not even be done. So we're here until 11 o'clock tonight.
When the fans are calling the Rangers manager a clown before the game even starts, can you imagine what it might be like at time up if he loses?
Yeah, it's a tough school. Right, give us all your reaction to the team news. Let's build up to all the games together. Rangers fans, how are you feeling now? How are you feeling about the team news? Celtic fans, a lot of changes for you as well. Is that a risk? Is it too much, or is it quite straightforward for you? Do give us a call. We have other games as well, so let me whiz through some of the team news for you. Dundee United against Motherwell. Dundee United are unchanged from the weekend. So Walton in goal, Adewuyega, Gallagher and Holt, Stevenson, Savelge, Babunski, Ferry, Trapanovski and Middleton providing the width for Sam Dalby in attack. As for Motherwell, a few changes there, and a bit of a, yeah, not experimental as such, but just a few names that don't start loads of games for Motherwell. So Aston Oxborough in goal. Always helpful when the website you're reading it from definitely has it wrong. You know that local knowledge here. I'm going to try and scramble this in my head. So Stephen O'Donnell, Kofi Balmer and Dan Casey as a back three. Marvin Coletta and Steve Seddon. We don't see a lot of Steve Seddon from the start. They're the wing backs. Lennon Miller, of course, in there. Tom Sparrow, Ewan Wilson. Apostolos Stamatolopoulos, Hugh, the Aussie, will lead the line.
The Aussie guy.
Tawanda Maswanisi in there as well. So that means the likes of our own Andy Halliday on the bench, Davor Zdrotrovsky down onto the bench as well. So a couple of changes there for Motherwell. How you feel about that one tonight? Is that home advantage? Dundee United have started the season well. Motherwell, yeah, maybe one eye on that cup game at the weekend by the looks of that team.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tight game, but you know, Dundee United, as you said there, being at home, might expect them to potentially come out and win that game. Like you said, Motherwell players, it's only natural, you know, got a massive semi-final coming up at the weekend. Gonna definitely have one eye on that. Everyone wants to start at Hampden. So yeah, I think Dundee United are getting them at the right time.
Hearts, Kelly, Craig Gordon, Adam Forrester, Frankie Kent, Kai Rowles, James Penrice, Alan Forrest, Malachi Boateng, Cammy Devlin, Blair Spittle, Kenneth Vargas and Lauren Shanklin. So no huge surprises there. Young James Wilson on the bench though. Can he come off the bench and score again, the 17-year-old? We will wait and see. How much will Derek McInnes flip his lid yeah, if Kilmarnock get anyone sent off tonight?
Well, I read an interesting stat this morning. There were 5 players sent off. In the 5 games in which Kilmarnock have had a player sent off, they have taken 1 point from a possible 15. That's how damaging it is when they get a red card shown to one of their players. 1 point from a possible 15. But if it happens again tonight, then Derek McInnes is only one person to blame, and that's Derek McInnes.
A couple of changes. So Stuart Finlay out injured, and Liam Donnelly suspended, of course. So Robbie McCrory in goal, Mayo, Wright, Dees and Ndaba at the back, Armstrong, Lyons, David Watson back in the team, and Matty Kennedy, Kyle Vassell and Marley Watkins for Kilmarnock. Neil Critchley era ticking along. Marvin, still not lost a game yet.
Yeah, and I was impressed with him, or with this team rather, at Easter Road at the weekend in the derby. And I know at times it lacked quality, but in terms of them being on the ball and what they were trying to do and the rotations that they did have, I saw a massive change from the Stephen Naismith team to the Neil Critchley team, which is, you know, credit to him and his players for taking it on board so quickly. I think in the final third they were a little bit blunt, so to speak. I don't think Vargas had his best game. Shanklin had a couple of chances, but they were getting entries into that final third. So I think if you're a Hearts fan, you're going to be very, very happy the way things started, and they, you know, look to win that game today again.
Funny derby matches, you know, the game was severely lacking in quality. Mm-hmm. And they're a goal down and there are minutes left, and they get the James Wilson goal, and good luck to them. And the crowd erupt and the feel-good factor goes on. And that's what Kilmarnock will walk into tonight at Tynecastle. And the Neil Critchley bounce is still there, still a factor. And I think that and the fact that they have some good players will tell against Kilmarnock. I think that's a surefire home win for me.
Ross County Hibs, Ross County Laidlaw in goal, Wright, Lopata and Leek at the back, Brown, Denham, Randall, Campbell across the middle, Chilvers in behind White and Hale. So that front three could cause Hibs a few problems, Marvin, because the Hibs defence is not great, as we know. And the goalkeepers had issues. Bursick keeps his place in goal. Lewis Miller keeps his place at right back. Ekpiteta, who's the best Marvin ever to play for Hibs. Warren O'Hara and Jordan Obita. Martin Boyle, Joe Newell back in. Triantis and Yuan with Junior Hoylett giving a bit of support to Mikola Kukarevic. Your old team are desperate, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. Again, we were speaking about the derby there. You know, I know Dave Gray came out after it and said that he felt they should have won it. I had to disagree. I think probably a draw was a fair result in terms of that game. Today's absolutely massive for them. As you say, defensively at times this season they've looked soft. I think Jordan White and Hale at front can cause them all sorts of problems if they're not switched on to, you know, what they're going into. But in terms of Hibs, you know, they need to get off the bottom of the table, and that will come. I think they have to win this game of football today.
When Hibs went a goal up, the defending got even worse.
They just sat in, and that was the worry here, because you know, you expected the last 20-25 minutes, because Hearts had played on the Thursday as well, for Hibs to really, you know, take the game to them. And then you get the goal and you think, right, renewed energy. And then Hibs just went further and further backwards. And it wasn't back in a structure where you think, right, they're in good shape here. There were still holes, and Hearts were picking them off. And listen, the goal came from a long throw, exactly the same sort of goal that Andy Halliday scored, only from the other side. So defensively, they will be tested today. Balls will be put in their box at every opportunity. And if they don't deal with Jordan White, it could be a long old evening for them.
And finally, in the team news, before we go back to the phones, St Mirren against St Johnstone, the Paisley Saints, Balcombe and goal, back three of Fraser, Gogic and Dunn, the wing-backs Buomono and Tanzer, then a sort of three in the middle of Killian Phillips, Mark O'Hara and Greg Kilty, James Scott and Toyosi Olosanya in attack. Really looking forward to this, because St Johnstone have got quite a bit about them at the moment. Ross Sinclair in goal, Nielsen, Sanders and Cameron at the back, Dre Wright, Sven Sprangler, Matt Smith, Jason Holt. And that front three, Nicky Clark in behind Adama Sidibe and Benji Kimpioka, for the first time in a good few seasons, Marvin, it feels like, sounds really disrespectful. I was going to say like St Johnstone have got some good players. It sounds harsh, but you know what I mean? Like in terms of guys that really stand out. And again, finding Nicky Clark in that number 10 behind those two, who, if we're being honest, I think a lot of teams in the league would take Kimpioka and Sidibe. So the Simo Vallecari revolution is underway.
Yeah, I think it'll be an extremely good game, and I totally get what you mean in terms of St Johnstone going forward with those three players, especially the front two. As you said, I think, you know, outside of Celtic and Rangers, you know, I think a lot of teams would be looking at both of them. You know, I think St Johnstone now will stay up because they do have that attacking threat. I think they've got pace at the top end. I think Nicky Clark is an extremely clever player as well in the number 10. But St Mirren are coming off the back of a really good performance. So, yeah, that should be a really good game between two teams who again, need the 3 points.
It's been a sleepy old place, McDermott Park. They've had a succession of managers who weren't doing it. They get rid of Craig Levine. They eventually get Simo Vallecari on the bench. I thought the away support at Dens Park on Saturday was immense. The Vallecari revolution, as you call it, Gordon, you can sense it. And although Olosanya terrorised Rangers on his own, he might have to do the same against St Johnstone, because they travel with Nicky Clark, now the captain. They travel highly optimistic.
Let's go to the phones and bring in Jamie. How are you, Jamie?
Hi, not too bad. Gordon, how you doing?
All good in here. What are you thinking tonight then?
Hi, I just want to say hello to Hugh and Marvin. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I said hello. The point I'm making, actually, I tried to call in and make the point a wee while ago, prior to Rangers sort of publishing their financials today, because I think the point ultimately I wanted to make is that I don't think that Aberdeen's sort of focus really, and obviously they want to win the league, but I personally think Aberdeen's focus this season needs to be on finishing second, purely to get a shot at that Champions League money. I've got a mate that's a Hearts fan, and I've said this to him for quite a while, with Hearts in mind, think that Hearts are probably the team most likely to do it in recent seasons, is that I think all it would take is for another Scottish club outside of Rangers or Celtic to get through that Champions League, and ultimately that would revolutionise Scottish football. Rangers continuously just keep going on losing money. Even the season they got to the Europa League final and qualified for the Champions League group stages, they still had a loss of like £400,000, and it's just completely unsustainable. I think that they're paying for overspending when they were in the lower leagues. Like, I'm sure we've all had debts that we've had to catch up with, and debts take a long time to sort of deal with and get rid of. And I think there's certainly a hangover from paying guys like Lee McCulloch and so on, like sort of big wages when you're in the lower leagues. So ultimately, Rangers, I think, are in a position where they can't afford for Aberdeen to finish second, because they can't afford to miss out on that Champions League money, because I genuinely think they risk running into becoming a mid-table sort of obscure team, because, as I say, they're not playing well, they're not getting the players in. The player trading model can only work if you've got players that are performing and are doing well. The reason Celtic are selling Matt O'Reilly for £27 million is because he's player of the year. Do you know what I mean? And he's the best player in Scotland by a mile. And you can just look at the contrast between even how much they sold Nathan Patterson for. They were talking, Rangers fans were crying out for £20, £25 million. But the reason Celtic got that for Kieran Tierney is because he was a double-treble winner. So ultimately, I feel like there's all this kind of shouting and bawling about, we need to get the player trading model right, we need to get but nobody's paying £25 million for losers.
See as much as Rangers lost a lot, as the financial results show, though, Jamie, I think you're just forgetting how little the other teams make in comparison. I know your point then, if Aberdeen somehow, but bearing in mind, you're then, firstly, Aberdeen need to finish second. They then need to come through a couple of Champions League qualifying rounds and get into the Champions League. So that's massive. Rangers still brought in, what was it, £90 million or whatever. Jamie, there is no chance that in this lifetime Rangers become a mid-table team in the Premiership. It's just the reality of it.
But who's not to say that that might not actually benefit them in the long term? You're exactly right, Gordon. I completely and wholeheartedly agree. Like, outside of Rangers and Celtic, there's nobody else selling 50,000 season tickets a season. So instantly Rangers and Celtic are at that financial advantage. The problem with Rangers is that they've overspent for the last 10 years and have continuously turned a loss and haven't managed to reverse that. I wholeheartedly accept Aberdeen are only pulling in £80 million, but Aberdeen don't need to pull in £80 million because they're already a very well-run football club. So if they're turning a sort of small but tidy profit each season as they currently are, then adding sort of £40, £50 million. And I get it, it's difficult. I get that it's a very high, it is very much a high
potential. But I mean, it's more than that though, isn't it? We've got Aberdeen in the Champions League group stages. It's really difficult to do if you can't get the automatic, you know, firstly, they'd need to win, if we're talking about the league winner, who by the way, isn't always going to get automatic qualification going forward. But to finish, Aberdeen to finish second and then come through the qualifiers into the Champions League group, that's such a big ask.
I realise it's a big ask. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they're going to waltz into the Champions League. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Jeremy Tellin's that good, or he's got that much credit in the bank this early on. I'm just saying that that's a reality. Like, as I say, if Rangers miss out on that second Champions League spot, the opportunity is there for Aberdeen if they finish in that second spot, and they're then in a position where they might be able to go out and acquire players that might be able to get you through, and with that lure of the Champions League, which they've never really had before.
Before we
might be able to bring them in,
Jamie. Before we get to how Aberdeen might do in the Champions League, if Rangers finish third, it is disastrous for them in financial terms. They cannot afford to. They have lost £17 million. The losses will go on into next season because into next year's financial account will need to go the money spent on hiring Hampden, the work that was done in the Copeland Road stand that caused so much disruption and necessitated the move to Hampden. The wage bill is currently higher than Celtic's wage bill. That will have to be addressed. For all of those reasons, they need fresh investment into the club. By their own admission, they now need to get loans in order to compensate for the £17 million loss. So in stark financial terms, Rangers cannot afford to finish third. Things need to happen now, and I'm not even taking into account what happens at Pittodrie tonight. Things need to happen with regard to Rangers so that they are in a stronger position and do not have the threat of finishing third and not getting to the Champions League qualification stages. They simply can't have that.
Just on a related point, Marvin, the coefficient is in a place anyway that even the champions this season need to play the playoff round.
Yeah.
And I think the team that finishes second go into the second qualification round. So whether it's Rangers or Aberdeen, they would have to win three qualification rounds in the Champions League to get group stage football.
Yeah, it's extremely tough to do. You know, I know the point that Jamie's trying to make. But yeah, it's going to be so hard, as you said, if it's Aberdeen or it's Rangers. I have to admit, I expect it to be Rangers. I agree with Hugh. There has to come a point where the players realise what it does mean to the football club if they aren't to finish in second place. And they need to make sure it does happen. Same for the manager. They need to make sure that second is the bare minimum for them. In terms of, you know, going forward today, I don't think if Aberdeen win, it means that Rangers can't claw back, you know, the 9-point gap, because I thoroughly believe they can. Have they shown it so far this season? No, but it's a long old season, and listen, funny things happen in football, as we've seen before. But yeah, listen, it would take Aberdeen finishing the Champions League for a fair few years to even begin to close that gap.
Thank you to Jamie. Kickoff at Celtic Park and the other games, with the exception of Pittodrie, coming next.